And Catherine Tate has come to see us again.
Hello.
Hello, you're right.
No, I'm very well, thank you.
And you've got like one eye kind of open and one eye
one
half
eye
closed.
Open, one eye closed, courtesy of the new kitten that we've acquired, licking me, which I thought was quite a sweet thing, but I think it was quite soon after his dinner. And I've got a bit of jellied liver in my eye.
Oh.
It's nice.
So it's all red and...
Oh, it's a bit closed. I sort of look like I've either got conjunctivitis or someone socked me one. And
do you like letting animals lick you?
No, I don't. I don't at all, but it's a little kitten and I thought it was sweet and it's now going to be chucked out.
Can I ask you, are you the kind of person that kisses your animals on the mouth?
No.
We've had this on the air before and I think it's wrong.
For the breath, for a start, is just not pleasant. No, not at all. I mean, I am quite in love with this little kitten, but obviously it's run its course now.
Yeah.
It's finished. So,
The person you're with, yes. I'm sorry, I don't know your name, just asked...
Do you mean Lucy?
Oh, Lucy, yeah.
But just you don't mean in a romantic sense, though, do you?
Well, I presume not.
The person you're with, that's what people say, isn't it?
But she just asked, yeah. Sorry, the person who has come in with you to the Lucy.
Yes.
Are you lovers? No. She mentioned that your mum might
be
listening.
We're taking it slow. My mum, I know, I've not even bothered to ask my mum to listen because yesterday I was on Lorraine Kelly. My mum's down in Kent visiting her friend. And she couldn't quite tune into Lorraine Kelly. That proved too much for her.
Right, so that's GMTV. That's not difficult.
It's not difficult. It's ITV. Mm. It's not difficult. But obviously, the television has been tuned in an incorrect fashion. And firstly, she went... Well, I'm now looking at David Suchet, so I said, well, that's not Lorraine Kelly, is it? Number two was a baby in high heels in a nappy. I said, well, that's all right, that's probably Channel 4. She went, and now there's a girl in a black dress. And I went, okay, well, that's the one you should have been watching. I'm now off air for 10 minutes, you know what I mean? It's all been finished. And then she said, oh, I didn't know Lorraine Kelly was on Channel 4. And I went, well, she's not on Channel 4. She went, oh, it must be down here. Dreadful. And then she even thought, maybe we get it a bit later. I went, I doubt it. It's live television. Yeah. So I've not even bothered asking her to tune in.
She wouldn't be SFM Radio 1, would she?
I don't think so.
Now, you've got this DVD of Comic Relief, haven't you?
DVD for Comic Relief, yes.
Which is apparently now the fastest-selling DVD in the world ever.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's on it, then? Tell us what's on it.
It's all the sketches I did for Comic Relief on the night. So it's sketches with Daniel Craig, David Tennant, Noel Edmonds. We're doing a Deal or No Deal kind of game. Prime Minister... Current serving Prime Minister Tony Blair did a sketch with me, and also Lenny Henry. And it's a fiver. It's only available on Amazon, but £3, at least £3, go to Comic Relief.
Very good.
So please.
How has the whole Tony Blair thing gone down since you did that?
It's gone down very well. In fact, I'm going to be the new Deputy Prime Minister in the next government.
You've done well there.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah. It's amazing to have him on there, but... Like, do you think it did him any good?
Well, you know, I don't think that was the point, was it, to make...
It's just the Prime Minister saying, am I bothered a lot?
No, I know, but what a lot of people have said is, isn't he good at acting? Can we believe him? But, you know, I think I think it does make everyone look good, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I need to ask you, because obviously you've got a lot of characters, what do people say to you when they come up to you in the street? We touched on this last time you came in, but like, what was the last person somebody said something to you when you're in the supermarket or just walking down the road?
What was the last thing they said?
Yeah, I mean,
what have you got in your eye?
Hello.
Are you and Lucy romantically involved? Yeah, what have you got in your eye? I do get a lot of... Oh, I tell you what it was. It was the cab didn't turn up yesterday, and a very sweet man who was with another cab got on the phone to his controller and went, I've got Catherine Tate here. Her cab's not arrived. She's not bothered. She is really. So, you know, and you just, you know, you gotta just smile.
Do you find it annoying when they keep doing the same quotes? Because it's like people in pubs that do Little Britain, you know, I know. It's just like, oh, God, shut up.
Well, the thing is, I don't go out very often, really.
Do
and
you
I'll go out even less now that my eye looks like this. So I always find it's quite amusing, really, and it's not a thing you can get annoyed about, is it? It's a thing that's... It's put me on the map as I'm a bothered, so I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to worry.
Do people ever do the wrong catchphrase? Do they do like Vicky Pollard?
All the time, yeah. Really? All the time, yeah. In fact, actually, going into the National TV Comedy Awards last year, and they do that thing where the cameras for like ITV2 behind the scenes followed me along, right? And I thought, they'll be nice for my mum, not that she'll ever find ITV2. But, you know, people signing and, you know, I think, oh, you know, yes, hello, what's your name? This, and this little boy went, go on, do it, please, do it, do it, do it. And I went, oh, you know, what one do you want me to do? And he went, do no but, yeah, but. And I knew, because I knew the camera was on me, like a performing monkey, I did it.
this must have been asked to you before, would you ever consider getting Lauren and Vicky Pollard together?
Oh, I'd love it. I think it would be a great big old face-off, wouldn't it? Yeah,
chav-off.
It would be. Yeah, chav-off. I'd love it. Yeah, that would be a good thing to do.
Has no one suggested that yet?
We have. Matt and I have sort of talked about it, but we've got messages to each other about it, but the time's never been there to do it, unfortunately.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to play a clip from your Comic Relief DVD now. It's a bit of Nan on Deal or No Deal.
So, I've also sliced Madeira cake.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I've got a boiled beef sandwich in there. I'm not going to have it because of gas, quite honestly. Oh. If you say what I'm saying.
So, when can I have my cake?
Go on, darling, help yourself.
I like an occasional nibble.
Get it, Tate Rule, you're right to. I've heard. Thank you very much.
So this is only available on Amazon, right?
Yeah, it is. It's only available on Amazon.
And at least £3 goes to Comic Relief.
Absolutely,
straight to there.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's only a fiver, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's all right. Right, it's 8:48. Catherine Tate is with us. More after Maroon 5 on Radio 1. It's 8:55 on the Chris Mills Show with Scott Mills. Catherine Tate is here. Hello.
Hello.
And this is one of the bits from Catherine's Comic Relief DVD, which you can get right now.
Despite his considerable affection and respect for you now... Yeah. He has to reflect the fact that that was the worst opening round we've ever had. And your offer is £199.
How much?
£199.
What a f***.
It was a bit of a bad opening round.
So that was Nan on Deal or No Deal. Is she based on anyone that you know?
No, not really. I mean, little bits of my nan and little bits of my godmother and little bits of old ladies I've known, but she's not a complete person now. I've just borrowed.
Okay. Because we were just saying earlier, there are loads of people of a certain generation that do have some strange views, don't they?
They do, but won't that be us?
No, I don't think it will.
Don't you think?
No.
But the thing is, there's people now of a certain generation who have strange views, and then when I was young, the people that were their age then, I don't know whether you get to a certain age and just go, you know, where's my Daily Mail?
I hope that never happens, really.
Me and Laura were talking the other day. She was kind of recently in a position where she was with somebody who just started saying really racist things. Like my granddad does that as well sometimes. It's just, he doesn't mean to, it's just a generation thing. They have no idea that they're being so offensive.
No, it's true, they don't, no.
Now, we've got, on that note, we've got something here which we have found from America. This is not a joke, right? I want you to listen to this. This is a public information film, which we found, which is from, what is it, the 50s? I think from the 1950s. Check this out.
Innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly. One never knows when the homosexual is about.
So this is...
Oh my God!
This is a public information
oh my God.
From the 50s.
about being aware of homosexuals. Because you never know.
Behind a steering wheel.
I know.
Is it presumably because you get in their car and then all they're going to make you listen to is Shirley Bassey?
Here's another bit.
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
I know. Oh, I've got one more bit. I know.
You've got more?
No, I've got one more. It's just unbelievable. You both look very shocked.
I'm really...
I can't believe this.
I think things have moved on a bit since then.
Yes, they're not called Ralph anymore. They've gone on... Oh, they're clever now. They integrate themselves.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal.
You never know when they're about. They may appear normal.
I know.
They've
unbelievable.
Got hands and everything.
Really?
Did you know, right? I mean, I'm enjoying this interview. I don't know about you. But if you ever get fed up of doing one, or just fed up of being you generally, you can hire somebody to be you if you're as famous as you. Have you seen your lookalikes?
Not.
Right, I'd like
to
show you now.
What a good thing to do on the radio, I'd have thought. We can describe them.
Yeah, well, I just want to show you, and then we can put this up online later on. Hang on. Catherine Tate, there we go.
Let me see. How am I going to see that? Oh, my God. Sorry, who's that? Is that supposed to be me?
I think that's no, that's Hyacinth.
Oh, that's
Hyacinth.
Oh, I was going to say, don't I look different? I was going to say, that looks surprisingly like Edna Everidge, but it is supposed to be her, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Did you not know that you've got...
Of course not.
Yeah,
you're... But I wouldn't think to seek that kind of thing out, because you can only be disappointed, can't you? You know, unless it's Elle Macpherson putting on her ginger wig, I'm not going to be happy, am I?
No, I want you to go and have a look. If you haven't seen this yet, it's CatherineTateLookalike.com. Listen, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been great as always.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Go and buy the Comet Relief DVD. It's all for Comet Relief. Cost you a fiver, £3 on Amazon. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Now, I'm really sorry if you were calling into Radio 1 just to guess the growler or whatever about 10, 15 minutes ago, because Catherine Tate was with us. And before she spoke to us on air, we let her next door, well, Lauren, her character, to answer the phones at Radio 1. So I'm sorry if it didn't go quite as planned when you called up 08700 100 100.
All right.
Hi, can you please put a word out to...
Where are you calling from?
From my car.
But, I mean, where's your voice from?
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield, like, where's that?
Derbyshire, so in the Midlands.
In the Midlands of what?
England.
Oh, right. Okay, are you Northerner?
No, I'm not.
All right,
well,
then.
Well, kind of the middle one.
What do you want?
Can you please...
Are you talking to me? Right, do you want a record or not?
I don't want a record, but can I have a word, put a word out, please?
What word do you want to put out? Northerner. All right, you've just got me all show.
Oh, yeah, I know the growler is, well, I think.
You know the what?
The growler is.
Right, good for you. What do you want?
Not a lot.
Right, well, I don't think you'll be disappointed then.
Good.
What's a growler?
What's a growler?
Yeah.
Someone who goes grrrr.
Right, and you know what they are?
Yeah.
You're well clever, isn't it? I've got a feeling that you're doing something, right?
Okay.
Do you know what I think you're doing?
What's that?
I think you're disrespecting me.
What do you mean?
All right, you've got me all show.
Hello, I'm speaking up for that celebrity growler.
Pardon?
I'm just thinking up for that celebrity growler.
Right. I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
Are you ringing for the Scott Mills show?
Yeah.
Is it you want to have a shout out or something about I want a song on the radio and all that and want your name put on? What's your name?
It's Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
Right, so you want me to say, oh, Mark's rang up on the radio and he wants a song about a growler put on?
No, not really.
Right. Not being funny, but what do you want?
I want to go on the radio and tell who the celebrity growler is.
Right, but what do you want me to do about that?
I want you to do it for me.
Well, I can't do it for you, can I? How can I do it for you? What you've got to do is take some responsibility for your own life and do things yourself.
Yeah, but right? I'm bothered, though.
No, I ain't bothered.
Sorry if you rang up earlier and got some abuse. Radio